Hey ladies, when you have dry flaky skin, you need Love Indus Precious Potion for your face. I use it morning and night and it has substantially changed the way my skin feels. It's plump, it's moisturized, it's awesome. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 21% off.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
What you wearing, Lindsay? You got on a, is that a hunter green sweatsuit?
It's a hunter green, and I can't tell if it's on backwards or not. It's one of these that doesn't have a tag or like anything. It doesn't have anything to let me know.
Well, then maybe it's cut to where it's, it doesn't matter which way you put it on.
Maybe. The other way, so before we started on the video, I had it a certain way and you saw me, I was changing it around.
Yeah.
Because it was like too tight. It was like cutting my neck off. Well, this does too. So I don't know. I got to investigate. When I have a sports bra on, so I'm not going to like get naked. I got to see when we...
Well, you know, Timu does some crazy things. You
know. and Tarjay.
That is crazy behavior to not put any kind of indication on what's the front or what. I mean, that is like a psychopath move.
Well, it's supposed to be this fabric. I know you can't really see it. That's like silky.
Yeah, like, it doesn't look like sweatshirt material.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be the most comfortable. And it is. But they didn't want to... like tag it to where you could feel it.
Yeah.
But they didn't put anything. I mean, I don't see a size. I don't see a little imprint, nothing.
Yeah. I mean, usually with a tagless shirt, they'll at least write the information in, you know, in there where the tag would be.
Yeah.
They're just too cool for that.
I guess it did come with the cutest matching skirt, which is tagged. So I know where the back is on that, but
a skirt, you say?
A skirt. Yeah. Well, it's shorts under a skirt. So is that still a skirt? Because a skirt back in the day was like shorts from the back, skirt in the front.
Right. Ooh. They were like short culottes.
Yes.
Remember culottes or a split skirt?
Yes. Yes. I had many.
Maybe what you're talking about, Lindsay, is city shorts. Do you remember city shorts? Weren't they just short culottes? Maybe.
That could, yeah, that sounds about right. I don't know. There's just been so many.
So you get a matching skirt with that and matching pants, like sweatpants?
So it came with matching work, like yoga pants. Yeah. And I bought those with it. And then I also bought a skirt with like some shorts under it. So you don't have to wear underwear.
Yeah. Okay. You know what I wear so I don't have to wear underwear?
What?
Just pants or shorts.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah.
Maybe you need a skirt then.
Yeah, I need a skirt.
Or city shorts.
Well, good. Riggins, and your hoodie is just plain sweatshirt material, and you know which side is the back because it has a hood on it.
It's got a hood on it, yeah, and it has tag, thankfully, or I'd be really confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, my shirt has writing on the front, so that's how I knew which way to put it on.
That's sure. Good. That's good.
All right.
That's key.
So now that we've got all that settled, Riggins has a navy hoodie with a matching skirt.
Feels great.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
If you need a unique gift for a loved one, I have just the thing for you. Distill Union crafts sleek, problem-solving essentials like wallets, organizers, and they have a philosophy that's less is more. They make products to simplify everyday routines with style. So go to tjritchie.com/deals. Use code GANG for 20% off.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, let me ask y'all's opinion about something. First of all, I'll tell you where I'm coming from here. when we go out to places to eat now, or maybe we go to a bar for something, and I don't drink because of the diet that I'm on, I will order a club soda with lime wedges.
Uh-huh.
I love it. I mean, I just suck them down. They bring them in a pint beer glass,
mm-hmm.
with a straw. And instead of getting regular water for dinner, that's what I'll get. And I mean, I don't know what it is. It's almost like it's a Sprite that doesn't have any sugar in it or something. Just a, you know.
Yeah.
And so I got to thinking the other night, well, I mean, I could do this at home because it also helps with my water intake because it's a lot easier for me to suck down club sodas with lime squeezed in it than it is just plain water.
Mm-hmm.
So is it bougie for me to be walking around the house drinking club soda rather than just regular water?
I see what you're saying, but yeah, no, it's not, but I know what you're saying. It does seem on the surface. You're like, you got a lime wedge in something and you're in the living room. It's just, I get what you're saying, but no.
Mm-hmm. Because I never put the lime down in it because they're so disgusting. Everybody's been handling and germs all over. So I'll squeeze it in there and then throw that part away and then just stir it up. But you know, walking around with bubbles.
I'm telling you, it's the light of my life. I am with you on this because when I was pregnant, that's what I would drink, you know, if we would go out or whatever. And I got so used to it that I had a hard time drinking regular water at one point in my life. Really? I wanted that club soda with the lime.
Mm-hmm.
It's the bubbles. It's everything.
But you are bougie though, Lindsay. So there's no question about what you do being bougie or not.
Right. And you don't like flavored. Do you like LaCroix or?
No, not like really.
The club soda with the lime. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I do like some of those flavored waters, but they don't have the bubbles in them usually.
Okay.
Like a club soda does.
Yeah. Do you put it like one of those swizzle sticks in it? Like a little stick in it?
No, I just stir it with at home. I'll stir it up with a straw, like it's plastic straw. But you know, we have them left over from like, if you ever go to fast food or whatever, we always have straws left over, but there are also plastic straws that go inside stuff like this mm-hmm. container. And I'll use those.
Okay.
But I don't want to use a metal straw or anything.
Mm-mm.
But no swizzle sticks.
Okay.
What makes it more bougie is the club soda with the lime. Like if you just had a LaCroix, it wouldn't be that bougie, but it's just the combination is like a club soda.
Well, I get the store brand club soda.
Okay.
And in the big bottles.
Okay.
And then I pour it into a frosted glass.
Oh, sure.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. What glass is it going in?
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
The TJ and Jody's House podcast is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Family owned and operated, and we just love the entire team over there. They've got beautiful furniture and truly luxurious mattresses. Visit them in person or online at tjriggins.com/mattress.
Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I feel real bad for those parents that already got sick kids like 2 days into the school year. I've been seeing it a lot on social media, Instagram and Facebook. Guess who I got home today? My little stink bugs are sick.
Mm-hmm.
I got to keep them home. But I guess that's the thing. I don't remember getting sick early on in school, but I guess it happens. I see it all over social media. Kids coming home, they're already carrying diseases. Has your daughter come home with anything, any funk yet?
I'm knocking on wood, no. But one of my very best friends, her daughter got hand, foot, and mouth day one.
I mean, that's like these outdated diseases that I didn't even know were still around. Hand, foot, and mouth.
Yeah.
It's just brutal. Well, experts are saying that a lot of sicknesses are passed around, especially now. Because kids are sharing their water bottles. these reusable, you know, Owala Stanley mugs, they're sharing them, which I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. That's nasty.
It is nasty. And I don't know why. Apparently, I guess it's commonplace for kid to ask that kids bring their own water bottle. TJ, when you were in school, did you have to bring water?
No, no. And when I was in school, I don't even think they had bottled water available to anybody. It wasn't even a thing.
Yeah.
What is the focus on keeping the kids hydrated? Like, why has that become such a big deal?
I don't know, because they don't really go outside as much as they used to. I know, you know, and living in Louisiana, it was always hot and we'd go outside for recess 3 times a day. And then they, you know, there were water fountains and they'd say, go to the water fountain if you're thirsty. That was it. If you're thirsty, go to the water fountain.
And I never did that. I don't think I ever had intake of water in my life until I was older.
No, but one guy even started, I think he's calling it a water bottle cemetery. He teaches 5th grade. And he demands that everybody put their water bottles up on a single table in the front of the class because he said they're a distraction. Kids are spilling. Like, have you ever heard a Stanley cup being dropped off a desk? He said it sounds like a bomb going off.
Yeah.
So he's like, I don't want to deal with it. The school has asked that all these kids bring their bottles, but I make them put them up on this one table. So I think teachers have had enough of these water bottle incidents as well.
Yeah, even if you had, I remember the kids who would bring their lunch to school and not eat the school lunch. If in their lunch box they had a juice or something like that, they weren't allowed to even go to their lunch box until it was time to go to the cafeteria.
Yeah.
So much less walk around with water bottles and pulling them out of their bags and all of that stuff.
Is it the more you drink it, the more you want it? Like, you're more thirsty? I can't figure out. Maybe I just wasn't thirsty as a kid. I don't remember. But now I'm drinking my water every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
they work that into our lives, these water bottles and things like that. Well, the experts also say if you care about keeping your kid healthy in the first days of school, increase hand washing, make sure they're getting a good diet, not just pizza rolls and pretzels, I think is what they said, whatever that's supposed to mean. And make sure they're getting enough sleep, and you can hopefully keep your kids healthy in the first days of school. But I know Lindsay's, you've been going through a couple of things. You're stressed out. You're always tired, you said.
Oh, yeah. Well, more recently, I'm exhausted.
Well, I just learned about this new disease. It's called Zachary disease, and I think you might have it. Have you heard of this? Yeah. It's called Zachary disease. It's when your face looks Zachary like your butt. So I just heard that. It might be that.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
If you need a unique gift for a loved one, I have just the thing for you. Distilled Union crafts sleek, problem-solving essentials like wallets, organizers, and they have a philosophy that's less is more. They make products to simplify everyday routines with style. So go to tjritchie.com/deals. Use code GANG for 20% off.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hey, Riggins, I meant to ask you, when you were at my house the other day, was it hot? Were you getting hot?
No.
Down in the living room?
No.
Okay. Because I noticed you kept like trying to roll your sleeves up on your shirt and all that. So I thought you might, because I was a little bit hot, and I'm not even as hot natured as I used to be. All of a sudden I'm not as hot natured, but I told Jody when you left, I said, it's kind of hot in here. That is not. I said, well, I think Riggins was getting hot. He was rolling his sleeves up. You know,
I didn't notice it. What do you keep your thermostat set on in the living room?
Usually it's about 70, but it was at 71 yesterday. But you notice every time Jody got up to go do something and she'd come back and rejoin the conversation, she'd put a blanket over herself.
She had this huge throw blanket, thick.
A bubble cuddle?
No, but she did steal my bubble cuddle. It's on the bed now and she takes a nap with it every day.
Oh, well,
not every day, but every time she takes a nap.
Yeah.
But it's also electric, Riggins. That thing is electric.
It's August.
I know.
It's August and she's wearing, you know, pants, and she was curled up on that couch and she's got this blanket up to her chin. I thought, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's weird.
especially if it's set to 71. It's not like it's, you know, 65 in there. It's 71 and it's 90 outside.
She just likes to be cozy.
A lot of women, though, if they sit down somewhere, they'll put a blanket at least over their legs. You have one now, Lindsay? Yeah. See? Show you.
Oh, do you? Oh, my gosh.
And she's wearing pants under it.
Yeah.
She's wearing workout pants.
See, I keep my house really cold, though, so I can do this.
Yeah.
You know?
They would rather have that blanket on them than to actually just be a normal temperature, Riggins, without it. Mm-hmm. They make it colder so they can have a blanket.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, like babies.
Or babies.
Like babies being swaddled.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ooh, yes. I would love an adult swaddle.
Swaddle me, Daddy.
And I don't know if you noticed, Riggins, on the other end of the couch where she was sitting was a blanket that was like folded over the top of the couch. She could have just grabbed that one, but she didn't because it's not electric.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, it was like one throw pillow away from being a pillow fort. I mean, there was just blankets and lots of things going on that couch.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What I'm hearing is that y'all had a comfy couch party without me. That's all I'm hearing during all this.
Yeah, we did. And I said, don't invite Lindsay, whatever you do. Yeah. I want to come, but I don't want to share the spotlight with her. So don't tell her.
And even though I couldn't eat any of the food that I cooked, but y'all enjoyed it.
It was good. But, it was really good.
I am so offended, right? I got to go. You had good food too?
Yeah. It was good.
But you know, little friend Jenny is the same way about the blanket. She comes over here, you know, there's a closet in the guest room and she'll go in there and drag out her Detroit Lions blanket. And I mean, it doesn't matter what time of year it is, what they're wearing, they're under those blankets.
I love that she has her own blanket at your house and it's Detroit Lions. Yeah. You keep it in your closet.
Detroit blankets. We got all of her, we got dog beds and dog toys for whenever their dogs come over. Whole thing.
Does she have a toothbrush, like a shower kit?
Yeah.
No, but every time I go to their house, I've got all that.
Love that.
I know. It's craziness.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's Riggins from the TJ and Riggins Show, and there's a company called LaCure that makes these drinking gummies, no hangover the next day. They are totally awesome. Save 15% off your LaCure order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins, what was that video that you had that was going around of Tiffany Haddish?
Yeah. It's one of my favorite videos I've seen in the last, I don't know, 2 years. Tiffany Haddish, the actress, she was in Mississippi for something. And yeah, these employees from a Subway just started ripping into her as she left the store.
Yeah, because it really was an old looking town. She was walking, you know, in the town, the sidewalks, just with somebody else. And this is the girl yelling at her.
How rude! Hey, go see the head right here. She mad we ain't had no pastrami, so she got mad and left. There she is, y'all. There she is. There she is. Rude. Rude. Rude.
Is she yelling back at her?
Yeah. Yes. She's walking away. And I'm telling you, this is an old looking rundown, like everything's out of business kind of town. So it must be a small old town in Mississippi. And she's just, mad because we didn't have no pastrami.
Pastrami. For two questions. Of course they don't have pastrami at Subway. It's Subway. Everybody knows what they have at Subway. Right. Secondly, you're in Mississippi. Why would they have pastrami anywhere in Mississippi? Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's so funny.
Does it look like she's being snobby.
No, it just shows her walking away with her friend, and then she just starts yelling back at the woman who's yelling at her with, you know, video on her.
Didn't had it.
Yeah. Didn't had it coming here.
Didn't have.
But is it for sure Tiffany Haddish? Because I couldn't tell really looking at it, but it sounded like her.
It sounds like her, and it looks just like her.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is that where she's from, Mississippi?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know. But she's had some troubles in recent years, a couple of odd incidents, but I think she's, you know, clean and sober. And so I can see her being snobby, though.
Someone was holding an umbrella for her as she walked. I mean, I'm not saying that's snobby, but like I could see her.
And it wasn't raining. It was a sunbrella kind of thing.
Sunbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. And you're mad that they don't have pastrami. Like, come on.
Snobby in a subway in small town Mississippi.
Yeah, it's quite a scene.
Yeah. If you're going to pick a place to be snobby, I mean, I guess most people could be snobby in a subway in a small town in Mississippi.
Yeah.
True. Good point. Excellent point. Everybody's. Yeah. Mississippi might be the least snobby place in America.
Mm-hmm. Probably as a state. Yeah. An entire state.
Mm-hmm. So you come in there with a sunbrella or whatever, asking for a pastrami. They're going to look at you like you got two heads.
And then get mad about it.
Yeah. Southern people aren't supposed to eat pastrami anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, no Southerner is supposed to eat that.
You're in Mississippi.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want ham and cheese?
Yeah.
Mayonnaise, pickle.
Easy.
That's it. Yeah. Maybe throw some bacon on it.
Yeah. Sure. White bread.
Oh, white. Good old-fashioned white bread.
White bread. Don't try anything else.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There is a company called Big Fork, and they have some of the most delicious pork products I have ever had in my life. You need to try them. You save 20% right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. You're going to love it. It's Big Fork.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yeah, I mentioned a minute ago that my wife has taken my bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. I knew it was going to happen sooner or later. Because she was talking about things that, you know, you want to tell them in your commercials that is the best nap taking blanket. Because every time I get under that blanket, I just fall right to sleep if I want to take a little nap.
Yeah.
Like, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember doing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
When it was given to me, I remember doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She took that and you're not happy about it. I can tell.
Mm-mm. I mean, it's just like everything else. Takes my blanket, took my handsome office that time in our big house that we had, took my will to live. I mean, the whole thing.
The whole shebang.
Takes everything.
Take.
Mm. But if you want one of those bubble cuddle blankets, go to tjriggins.com/deals. And then you can go to Cozy Earth right there. Use the code TJ. And save 41% on it. You get a 41% discount.
If you want to take a great nap.
Mm-hmm. Huh? That's right.
But don't invite Jody over if you do buy it.
Yeah.
We'll take yours too.
Uh-huh. I never took my lunch to school. I always ate at the cafeteria, the school lunch. Riggins, did you take your lunch up until a certain point, and then your mom worked in the cafeteria, so you ate there?
I always ate in the cafeteria.
You did?
Yeah.
Never a packed lunch. And you packed your lunch, right, Lynn?
No. I always ate in the cafeteria. My mom didn't have time to pack our lunches, I don't think. Yeah. Three kids, she was like, just take $2. There you go. Mm-hmm. It was cheap.
Yeah, we used to laugh because my brother's wife, you know, they have three boys that are like doorsteps, and she'd line them up in the mornings, getting them ready for school, and they would be sitting at the bar and she would slap chocolate milk in front of them. And then she would get little Debbie's of whatever the, you know, flavor for the week and just deal them out like cards.
Incredible.
There's your breakfast. This dad fixes lunch for his daughter. And it is a metal looking tray with a lid on it. It's so, you know, fancy looking. And listen to what he's giving her for lunch.
It's back my daughter's lunch. Today she's having a caviar flight with blinis, cream cheese, smoked salmon, and fresh figs for dessert.
Fresh figs for dessert.
Okay.
Yeah, he's giving her like the bougiest lunch that you could imagine.
Caviar?
Caviar. A flight, a caviar flight.
Okay. Well, good for her for liking caviar, I guess.
Yeah. And he even threw some ginger on there to cleanse the palate in between.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That would be the weirdest little kid. If a kid opened their lunchbox and they had caviar and salmon, you'd be like, this kid is weird and it smells funny and I don't like this person
anymore. Yeah, and that's what the kid wanted. She wanted that for lunch.
Yeah, that's no one I'm hanging out with.
Sure, there's Bellinis in there as well. Bellinis. Give me a break. The kid's six.
Can I have one of your fresh figs? Yeah. My jello sucks today.
Yeah.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I just recently found the coolest gift on Distill Union. You need to check these out. They're MagLock sunglasses. I got them for my husband. When he puts his sunglasses on his shirt, like when he's golfing, they always fall off, or if he's on the boat. These MagLock sunglasses lock to stay in place wherever you put them. They're so awesome. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 20% off.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, all eyes are on Hurricane Aaron as it passes, goes up the East Coast, essentially, and a lot of the coastal states, including our friends in Eastern North Carolina, are bracing for whatever impact may come their way. High storm surges and shore erosion and things like that. But, you know, it's the first hurricane of hurricane season, and it's a powerful storm. So just praying for everybody that's in our radio family out there.
Yeah. Riggins, can you pull your microphone a little closer to your pretty mouth?
Sure. Yeah. My bad.
Thank you.
Getting a little lazy in my older years. I'm watching this hurricane, you know, so closely that sometimes I forget what I'm doing here on the radio.
Weatherman Riggins.
So we're praying for everybody out there. It turns out pawn shops are in the news because a lot of parents are resorting to going to pawn shops for back to school essentials. Pawn shops across the country are reporting parents coming in much more frequently than they used to buy things like laptop computers, iPads, things like that, and even book bags and school shoes at pawn shops. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that I've ever been in a pawn shop. Have you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Never.
Many times.
Oh. I figured TJ would have, and I'm not surprised that Lindsay hasn't.
Yeah.
What did you buy at the pawn shop, TJ?
I don't know that I bought anything. I've looked at stuff, and I went with somebody one time to get something back from a pawn shop.
Really?
When I was a kid, I went with my cousin to go get something from the pawn shop. It was a watch that he had left with him for a loan or whatever. And then he was getting it, how they say, out of hock. That's the way they would say it back then. I had to hock my watch, but you know, just to get me through payday. Now I'm going to get it back.
No way.
It was almost, I don't know how it worked, but you would either, you know, if you didn't come back and get it, then they could sell it, you know, by a certain time if you didn't come back and get it.
Okay.
And they would loan you money or something?
Yeah.
And then you would pay it back with like interest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pawn stuff. You know, I just didn't know this kind of thing. So I'm glad to know you because I would have been lost without you. So people going to pawn shops for back to school essentials. Cambridge Dictionary has added some new words in 2025. Including DeLulu, which is a Gen Z term for delusional. They said DeLulu. Tradwife also added to the Cambridge Dictionary. Trad, you know, short for traditional wife, very popular on TikTok, social media.
And it's usually said as a negative thing instead of a the positive thing that it is.
Yeah. Some people use it as a sort of a word to take down that person. But yeah, I think that's crazy. If that's how they want to live their life and be in their marriage, what do you care? So tradwife in the dictionary along with skibbity. So if you're a parent of young children, you probably know what skibbity is. Skibbity toilet. Just one of those ridiculous young kid things. So Lindsay, you're looking at me crazy. Are you familiar with skibbity?
No.
Good. Good. There'll be a new crop of words by the time your kids get old enough. So not to worry.
Great.
And then there's a guy in New Jersey who passed away on his way to meet his AI bot friend, fell in the parking lot. And this is an AI bot made by Meta, which is the company that runs Facebook. And they have their own bot. And he became friends with it and then died on his way to meet the bot. The bot looks like a Kendall Jenner, if you're interested. But yeah, don't fall in love. Don't befriend the bots, I guess, is the lesson here. RIP to this man. Yeah, TJ, I get it. We've got more next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
There is a company called Big Fork, and they have some of the most delicious pork products I have ever had in my life. You need to try them. You save 20% right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. You're going to love it. It's Big Fork.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Regan Show.
This is so funny. TJ's daughter, Lainey, is 25, I think. And have we talked about, she's in a relationship. She's got a boyfriend. Have we talked about that?
No, not okay. much.
I hope I'm not putting anything on blast, but she talked about it during Lindsay Look. So I feel comfortable just mentioning that she does have a boyfriend. But the only thing I want to bring up about him is that he's a guy that has to go to a ton of weddings. And when you're 25 and you've got a lot of friends, yeah, you're going to end up going to a lot of weddings. Are you out of your wedding going age, Lindsay? Like, are you still inundated with weddings?
Not inundated. I have one this year and that's it. I think that's going to probably be my last.
Is it one of your friends or one of your friends' kids?
One of my friends.
Okay.
It's her second marriage. I think now I'm working on my second marriages with the friends. Okay. Yeah.
That's interesting. Because yeah. TJ pointed out, I think it was last week, he said, you go to a lot of, what is it, gender reveals, and then it's weddings, or what was the order that adults have to deal with?
It's you go to a lot of weddings and then you get a break and then you're going to kids' birthday parties. And then you start going to a lot of weddings for your friends' kids. They start getting married.
So it's just a cycle of just weddings and then other weddings. And then I didn't even think about what Lindsay said. Then you're going to second weddings. That is just another level of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. Well, a woman named Jessica, who just got married, did something really interesting at her wedding reception and shared it on TikTok. She actually created singles sheets for all the single people attending her wedding and put their pictures all on one page and put them around on different tables so you would know exactly who the single people are at the wedding reception.
What?
That's
how a good embarrassing. Idea. No.
I've got the video here up on YouTube if you want to check on our YouTube show, if you want to check it out. But a lot of people seem to agree with you, Lindsay. They said if I was single and they did this at a wedding I was attending, I would be livid.
Well, that's what I was going to ask is did they give their permission to be part of this? Surely the bride wouldn't just do that without asking them first.
Oh, yes, she would. You know there's brides.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she is going on Facebook and just downloading their profile pictures and putting them on the sheet. I would not like that if that's how she did it.
Now, let me ask, just not married or not in a relationship, period? Because maybe they're dating someone.
Well, TJ always says, if you're not married, you're single.
Okay. So it's probably, even if they have a boyfriend, they're probably still on the sheet.
Yeah. But it was always, if you're not married, you're single, but then you could also be single and unavailable.
Right.
You know, single and available is its own thing. Single, which means not married, but in a relationship, means unavailable.
Right.
Okay.
But in this instance, she's putting it out there for people to basically as a dating type.
Yeah. Yeah. Go. If you see this person, then that person's single and you want to talk to them, talk them up.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think it's kind of, it's set with good intentions. It's done with good intentions, but literally every comment was like, if I went to this wedding, I'd be so upset. I'd be so mad. Don't ever do this to me. Well, not happy with it.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
I don't think so. Set me up.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Guys, I have an announcement. The cutest quilty backpack from Eric Javits is on sale right now. And with our discount code, it is an extra sale, 20%. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, save 20%. It's the quilty backpack. I got it in a luscious chocolate brown. You're going to love it. tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, Riggins was just talking about this woman who had a singles sheet at her wedding reception where she had everybody's picture that was there, that was single, put on a sheet, and then all the singles would know who was who, and then they could try to hook up with each other at, you know, from a sense of meeting and dating or whatever, not the sexual aspect of just hooking up. And Lindsay, you said that you would be embarrassed because you've been to a lot of weddings by yourself and that would embarrass you.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, some of the time I had a boyfriend, but you know, some people were weird about just boyfriends coming to their wedding. So I would go alone and I would be livid. I'd be like, wait a second. I'm not married, but I'm also in a serious relationship. Like,
have y'all ever been offended by someone trying to fix you up with another person? Like, you know, if your friend said, oh, I met this guy, he's a friend of my boyfriend's and he would be perfect for you. And then you meet him or look at their picture and they're ugly or something. And you go, you think I would go out with that? You think that's my type? Have y'all ever been in that situation?
I have. I've definitely been in that situation. And the guy was cute, but his personality was way different than mine. Like, he wasn't into the same things. He was kind of, I don't know. He was just not who I'd be into. So I'm like, do you know me at all?
Yeah. Is that more embarrassing than having a single sheet at the wedding?
No, the single sheet at the wedding is way worse. You've got 150 people staring at your single picture.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Here I am. I'm desperate at the wedding. Yeah.
Especially, what picture are you using? That's my thought. Like, you better be using my photo shoot from 2010 if you're putting me on a, you know.
Yeah, Lindsay's very hung up on the picture aspect. Yeah. She's like, my single picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I need to be cute.
Did somebody try to hook you up with somebody, Riggins, that you would think, why would you think I would like that person?
Of course. It's happened to everybody. And you'd be lying if you say you weren't offended. You just can't say anything about it. You just got to keep it to yourself. But of course, I go, you think that of me? You think I would? Yeah, of course. It's natural.
Yeah.
You know, I get that a lot of times when people will tell me, you know, my husband is exactly like you.
Yeah.
Y'all have the same personality. And then, you know, he walks up and he's just like a dud. Or he's over the top goofy and he's nothing like me, but the wife thinks that we're exactly alike.
Yeah.
You know, or just like the woman that we used to work with, worked at the country station right next to our station, that thought I sounded like Mater from Disney. You know, from the movie Cars.
Yeah. Mater.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's a people's warped vision of you will have you offended sometimes, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I do still, you know, I've She's still the record holder for being the only person on the face of the earth that has ever said or thought that I sound like Mater.
Right.
Oh, Mater from Cars.
Yeah.
We need to do it side by side, maybe. We'll figure something out.
Yeah. It's the TJ and Reagan Show.
Have you seen these awesome glasses TJ's daughter Lainey found? They're called Aquila, and they're 10% off when you use code TJ at checkout at Aquila.LA and the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Okay. Everybody has been asking so much about Lindsay's daughter and starting kindergarten and how it's going and all of that. But I think there is a more important milestone in her kids' lives that needs to be checked on, and that is your son's body training.
Yeah.
How is that going?
Well, one word to sum it up is terrible. Terrible. He has been the hardest case. He'll go, so peeing's fine. Mm-hmm. Let's take the peeing out of it. When he's got to do the other, he'll tell me and he'll say, it's coming out. Let's go. And I'll run him in there, put him on the potty. He'll do like a tiny, tiny bit. He gets like frightened or scared or like just the feeling goes away. He says, He will not sit there. He'll get right up and he's like, I'm done. I don't have to do so. I'll be like, okay. Put his underwear back on, not 20 minutes later, full out in his underwear. Oh. And I'm telling you, it's starting to get unsanitary. I mean, it's not starting to get, it's unsanitary. Yeah. And it is disgusting. I would rather have him in a diaper than deal with this, because then I put him in the bathtub. I literally have to wash his whole body. Mm. Like, it ain't normal.
And if you're a new listener, Lindsay's son's name is Brooks and he's 11.
He's going to middle school. He's three. The most stubborn child. Let's not forget to mention real quick. He starts school in what is Labor Day? Two weeks. And he needs to be potty trained. And we've been doing this all summer.
Yeah. So is he at the age where they won't take him if he's not fully potty trained?
So they will send him home if he has an accident, maybe a couple accidents, you know, and say, don't bring him back till he's potty trained.
Whoa.
Because they don't want to be dealing with that.
Who does? I mean, and the thing is, though, he knows he can't go to school unless he's potty trained, and he doesn't like school. So actually, he's smarter than what he's letting on.
Do you mock him for it?
No.
I think that's where you need to move to now. Just do his friends poop in the potty? Okay, well, then that's your leverage right there. Then they're going to be laughing at you and calling you a baby, and you're not even going to get to play with them anymore because they're not going to want to play with a little poopy pants baby.
Yeah.
I mean, you've tried everything else. You've got to just start shaming him into doing it.
Normally, I would be off on you about this, but I think you're spot on, TJ. Something's got to get.
I mean, you just got to say, they're going to call you a baby and a little girl, a little baby girl that has to wear diapers. They're laughing. Hey, Brooks, they're laughing at you. That's what you're going to have to do, that kind of thing.
Make them super insecure.
Get their moms to send you videos of them laughing about something and just show them. It's like, hey, look, here's Austin. You see him laughing? He's laughing at you because you won't poop in the potty.
You're such a baby. I love that. Bullying to get him where listen, I think it might be the only thing.
Well, it's
works.
Not bullying. It's mocking. Remember, it's lovingly mocking him.
Golly. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Now Trending is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Find rugs, furniture, gifts, pillows, and so much more at Lily and Grace. Learn more at tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Reactions still rolling in. ESPN last week or over the weekend announced that they would not be moving forward with that Colin Kaepernick documentary that was going to be produced by Spike Lee, and probably the right idea. I don't know that anybody was looking for a Colin Kaepernick documentary.
Yeah.
I don't know
anything from Spike Lee for that matter.
Well, I don't know. He's had some successes in his filmography, hasn't he?
People are sick of him.
You think?
Yeah. He's a little, I would say, not nice person.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I think he and Jody need to get together and swap glasses because they each have a similar style. Big plastic and too big for them. So I guess ESPN was not enjoying whatever this project was beginning to look like. So they have decided to not move forward with it. We'll find out if it gets picked up by another streaming provider or another service or something like that. But for right now, that project is dead. Hurricane Erin, one of the top trending topics as the powerful hurricane makes its way north up the East Coast. A lot of coastal states have mandatory evacuations in place. I think it is a category 4 at the moment. So still a very deadly, dangerous storm, but it is, you know, hundreds of miles off the coast, but people feeling the effects here in the on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So praying for our family, radio family out there in Eastern North Carolina for sure. One other piece of football news, Marshawn Lynch, the, you know, legendary football player, spent most of his career with the Seattle Seahawks, has a new cookbook out this week. It's called Yeast Mode. Apparently, Marshawn Lynch, very into baking, which is surprising because if you see him, he's a big dude. He's a big football player. And apparently, he's got a love of baking. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm. And but people love him. They love his personality. And he's got, you know, he's into all kinds of things. And I'm wondering if the cookbook has cussing in it.
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. That would be weird.
But, I mean, that's one of the things about his personality.
I'm wondering who's going to buy that, though. Is that women or is that men? Men who are fans of his work on the field? Or is it women that just still enjoy him?
I figure it's going to be men.
Yeah, buying a cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
You ever thought about doing a cookbook on your own, TJ?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have. I've thought about it a lot. I'm thinking about it right now that you brought it up.
Yeah.
And I know I already have it planned out what it would be and all of that. I just, you know, I've never taken the time to sit down and start putting it together.
Okay. Well, we'll get somebody on this.
Cookbooks aren't that big anymore because all the recipes that are online and everything.
True.
I kind of miss my winder.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. But there you go. Marshawn Lynch got his own baking cookbook out, so there's still an opportunity for you.
Mm-hmm. I'd buy it.
Mm-hmm. Would you?
I'll just get to work on it then. And y'all brought me back around to it.
Yeah, start
Let's
now.
Let's do this.
And then some other good news for TJ. Today is National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day. So one of his very favorite treats in the world, National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day.
Yeah, love it, but I can't eat it.
He can't eat it, but he can't eat anything good at the moment. There's a woman that went to go get a Brazilian wax, and what she noticed about her waxer will have you rethinking your next appointment. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
If you need a unique gift for a loved one, I have just the thing for you. Distill Union crafts sleek, problem-solving essentials like wallets, organizers, and they have a philosophy that's less is more. They make products to simplify everyday routines with style. So go to tjritchie.com/deals. Use code GANG for 20% off.
Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Really disturbing news out of New York City. And maybe you don't think this is that disturbing. I think it's very disturbing. This woman went to what they call a European wax center. which I guess is a franchise. Mm-hmm. Lindsay, are you familiar?
Yeah, they have them here in Charlotte.
She went to one in Manhattan, and she said she was there for a Brazilian wax, I think is what they call it, a Brazilian wax, which means, you know, doing some of the most intimate areas. 5 minutes into the waxing, she notices that her waxer has on like really interesting looking glasses. And then she realizes that they are those Meta glasses that are made by Facebook that, you know, that from Ray-Ban. Meta partnered with Ray-Ban to make these glasses, and they have microphones and a camera.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she said she noticed it 5 minutes in, and she said, are those the Meta glasses? And she goes, yeah, but they're not charged up, and they're just for their prescription. And she said, I didn't know what to do. So I didn't ask to stop the waxing or anything. But when I went home that day, I called the franchise manager and said, hey, I just want to make you aware. I'm not confrontational at all. I just want to tell you that you're one of your waxers wearing these glasses with cameras in them.
That's
and
terrible.
She said she got a pretty like canned response from him, but
you can sue for that. I mean, that's,
but I mean, you don't have any proof that they weren't on or that they were on or anything like that.
I would have taken
it. Yeah. She said the waxer had told her that they weren't charged up or anything. And Meta says that when you are actually recording with these glasses, a little white LED will illuminate to let everybody else know that you're recording. But if you're not, a lot of people said, if you're not looking for it, then you wouldn't notice it.
Yeah, and they're just regular looking glasses. They're not sunglasses or anything. They're just regular glasses.
They look like the classic Ray-Bans, you know, like the square kind of plastic Ray-Bans, but they have a little camera lens up by the arm of the glasses.
Well, that's another issue that this you're inside. I mean, you don't need
They're shaped that way, but she had prescription clear lenses in them.
Oh, clearly. Okay. Yeah, okay. So, I was picturing like a dark lens. I'm like, well, that's your first sign.
They also allow you to stream directly from your glasses to Facebook. So you can record or you can also stream live from your glasses. So
hell no. I'm not going back
there. I wouldn't
there.
Either. And only because you're doing a Brazilian wax, which I guess puts you in pretty compromised positions.
It's
everything. And God forbid that, you know, she did have them charged up and she starts like streaming that on her Facebook page. I mean, we've just opened up a new can of worms with these, you know, recording glasses.
Yeah. So, but Facebook wouldn't allow that. They don't allow nudity and stuff though.
They wouldn't, they would probably shut it down pretty quickly once it recognized that there was nudity in there, but you can also just, you know, record it to use later. Now the waxer was a woman. But still it's unsettling when you find out that somebody's wearing a camera on their face while they're, you know, in your business.
Because a prevert man would probably pay for the footage. You
know?
And it's Manhattan. Anything can happen. Side hustles all over the place. Just very disturbing stuff.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No.
Terrible. More TJ and Riggins coming up.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There's a woman who's gone viral. All she's doing is describing the sleeping arrangements that are in her house, in her marital bed.
Every night, my husband and I comfortably sleep with 5 dogs in our bed, and I'm going to show you how. We sleep well and have plenty of room, and I know that sounds crazy to a lot of people, but it's actually pretty easy. I mean, one of our dogs is pretty small, and she sleeps on a dog bed in between our heads. That's when she's not trying to steal my pillows every single night. What makes it easy is each dog knows exactly where they're supposed to go. Our lab sleeps on the outside of my husband's legs. Mahi sleeps right in between us in the middle, below Pup. And yes, these are big dogs. Lily, who's getting on the bed now, weighs 120 pounds. Her spot is right below Mahi, right by my feet. Our last Pyrenees, yes, 3 Pyrenees sleep on our bed, is Penny. She likes to sleep on the outside end of the bed next to me, and she will literally put her head on my pillow. Except for this night, she was not feeling it, apparently. No, my husband doesn't hate me. He doesn't want to divorce me. We sleep fine. Our dogs love it. We like it. And for the most part, it works for us.
Okay, now, someone who sleeps in the bed with their spouse and five big dogs is definitely going to have that accent and speak that way.
I was waiting to see what you were saying.
And no, my husband doesn't want to divorce me. He doesn't complain all the time. Yeah. I mean, that's just terrible.
Other than it's not hygienic, you don't move, right? Like they must be.
And I guarantee you her husband does not like that.
Guaranteed.
If he does, then he is probably the wimpiest, nerdiest, hapless husband that you'll ever find.
100%.
Yeah.
Some weird people.
Yeah.
These are not little. They're five dogs. Huge.
What are Pyrenees? Pyrenees.
These are big white dogs.
Like husky-ish?
They look like huge golden retrievers.
Oh.
Yeah, but they're white most of the time.
Oh, right? Think about how much hair is in that bed.
Oh, no. Hair and bugs and forget it.
Yeah.
Makes me itch.
Mm-hmm. Weirdos. But the accent fits.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There is a company called Big Fork, and they have some of the most delicious pork products I have ever had in my life. You need to try them. You save 20% right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. You're going to love it. It's Big Fork.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, so you know, obviously, we've upset some people. When we said that the lady on the video, she and her husband sleep with five big dogs every night in the bed with them, that, we said that was weird and it's wrong, and that he had to be the biggest wimp, whipped, hapless husband in the world if he pretends to like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, these are big dogs just piled all over them in the bed. You can't move or anything else. But nobody said that, you know, if you want to sleep with a dog that you're weird.
Yeah.
But if you want to sleep with five dogs, then you are. Then you're weird.
Yeah, it's the amount and the sizing.
Size, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
But in the video, she said something that no matter, it seems to be a thing where no matter what kind of weird thing that you admit to doing or what kind of thing that you do that is wrong, all you got to do is say, well, it works for me or it works for us. That's what she said. It works for us. So once you say that, then you're telling everybody you don't have the right to have an opinion whether it's not right or not.
Right.
You could say, yeah, my husband and I are, you know, we're the modern day Bonnie and Clyde. We've been robbing banks for years.
Yeah.
But it works for us.
Yeah.
And it may not be your thing,
yeah,
but it's what works for us.
You shouldn't question it if it works for us.
Right.
Yeah. We're fine.
It's for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I always say. Well, look, you do have the freedom to do this if it's not breaking the law or whatever. But I also have the freedom to think that it's weird,
right,
and wrong. And then, you know, you always get accused of, well, that's not very open-minded. And I'll always go, well, whoever said I wanted to be open-minded? I'm not
going
to be open-minded.
Exactly.
Open-minded usually means that you're not agreeing with the person to whom you're speaking.
Yeah.
You know, that's what open-minded means. Oh, like, I don't think it's right to be sleeping with five dogs in the bed with you. I think that's weird and probably uncomfortable. Well, you're not very open-minded about it. So
never said I was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just don't want to share my pillow with an animal. Like, it's my pillow.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
Yeah. Come on. I don't want to wake up covered in dog hair.
Yeah. My face.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
There's a hot new trend for mascots in the MLB. It's a bunch of booze, apparently. The guy that plays the Philly Fanatic, which is their mascot, his name is Tom. And he's just a regular guy who happens Tom. He plays the Philly Fanatic. And he said there's a trend among other guys that are the mascots. They use vodka to keep down the smell during the summer, baseball season. So when it's still hot like it is now, they mix vodka and water, put it into a bottle, and they keep it inside their mascot costume, and they spray the head, spray themselves with this water and vodka mixture to sort of keep the smell down. So he does mention you got to take a shower after you get out of that thing because you're just pouring sweat. Yeah. And he said they apparently used to use Febreze and Lysol, and then they realized like that just wasn't cutting it anymore. So they've now switched to vodka and water, and apparently it's a hot trend among mascots.
How did they figure that out?
I don't know.
And I hope they shower really well before driving home. Even though they're not consuming it, they get stopped, they're goners.
Yeah, but does vodka have a smell?
No.
I thought that was like the whole point.
Yeah. They say that it won't smell.
I don't know. I mean... I know what it smells like, but I guess.
But do you know what it smells like as regurgitation?
That too. Yeah.
Also that.
But I can smell it from a mile away. But people do say that if you drink vodka, you can't smell it on someone's breath. But like I can.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
You broke the mold.
Well, it could just be that I'm very, very familiar with it. I don't know. I mean,
smelling vodka is like a nice warm hug or a cozy blanket. It just feels so good.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I've tried to smell it before. I'll open up a bottle of vodka and try to smell it, and I can't smell it.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't think I can either. So people are checking that out online. People are talking about the mascots. Owls are trending today because people are finding out you can't eat owls. Apparently it's been illegal since in the 1970s, but obviously they've never been around TJ because I'm pretty sure, TJ, where you grew up, were people eating owls?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not even where I grew up. They didn't.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
They're not, though. I would be fine eating an owl.
Have you seen a baby owl? They are precious.
Yeah, but I wouldn't eat a baby one, but I would dang sure go for a big one.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Now Trending is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Find rugs, furniture, gifts, pillows, and so much more at Lily and Grace. Learn more at tjriggins.com/deals.
Hey, it's Riggins from the TJ and Riggins Show, and there's a company called LaCure that makes these drinking gummies, no hangover the next day. They are totally awesome. Save 15% off your LaCure order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go!
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
I want to know if TJ's excited about something. LSU plays their season opener on August 30th, I think it is. It's in about a week and a half from now, 2 weeks from now, maybe. Are you excited? Because I know you're not drinking. You've been sober for 5 weeks now. Yeah. Are you able to enjoy the football season as much without having a beer with it?
Probably not. It's just, you know, those things go hand in hand. And that and eating good stuff and all that. So on this diet, I'm not going to be able to eat you know, Wang's and pizza and all of that kind of stuff.
Do you cook your own meals for LSU games, or do you order pizza and wings, like you said?
Just depends. Like sometimes I cook gumbo and red beans and rice and jambalaya, those kinds of things. Those are always good LSU game meals. Mm-hmm. But if we're out and we're watching it at a bar or something, then obviously, you know, I'll order what they have there. But rarely am I just sitting at home watching by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got a crew to watch it with. Uh-huh. I saw the LSU, the AP poll or whatever they call it, has Louisiana LSU ranked in the top 10, maybe closer to the top five.
I think they're number 9.
Okay. Yeah. Is that exciting to you, or is that sort of doom and gloom where you're like, oh no, number 9, this is not good?
Yeah. I'm more that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you that the whole thing, you know, LSU has this terrible streak of having these game ones of the season against the best teams and losing, you know, so you start the season out behind, and I'm, you know, now they're playing Clemson as the first game, and Clemson is ranked higher. And, you know, if the pattern continues, LSU will lose their first game again this year.
Sure.
I'm not a big fan of the coach, put it that way. I'm not a big fan of LSU's coach.
And his choices.
Yeah.
And his choices.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about you because over the weekend, I got my family's from Chicago, so they're all big Bears fans.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bears had their first preseason game and they won. And they acted as if this was the second coming of Jesus Christ. I mean, they were so excited. And I thought, this is a preseason game. Why are you getting that hyped up? I kind of wish I was that passionate about something, but I just don't have it yet.
You know,
I don't know. No, I don't. And I know Kyle, your husband, is a big Bears fan. Is he super pumped already?
I'm already asleep. And last night I hear downstairs, well, we're going to the Super Bowl, guys. Going to this. I'm like, who are you talking to? He was by himself downstairs.
I love it.
You're talking to the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Hey ladies, when you have dry flaky skin, you need Love Indus Precious Potion for your face. I use it morning and night, and it has substantially changed the way my skin feels. It's plump, it's moisturized, it's awesome. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 21% off.